So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here. I got to give a shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Definitely check them out if you can. But shifting from food to maybe a little sugar, an item that you may put in your coffee every now and then, I am honored to have Mr. Jeff Hundley, who should be a very, very, very busy man right about now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mr. Jeff, how you doing, sir? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you, sir. We're doing good. It's a busy time. We're sitting here in the dome with the, you know, we're involved as a sponsor with the state high school playoffs, in addition to trying to get ready for a big CFP quarterfinal game here in a few weeks.
So just tell me a little bit about the days as far as some of the things that you guys have to do. The on-field product, you can't control that. You have to get the field and the facilities kind of ready. But just coordinating with the different teams, et cetera, how has that looked for you? And just that process, if you can, just give us a little bit behind-the-scenes kind of access.
Sure. Well, it all starts with the announcement of the teams on last Sunday. And then we were off and running trying to get them information fed to three different schools, only two of which will actually end up being here. We've got Georgia is in and has a bye, so we know they're going to be with us. And then we'll have the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. That they play a week from Saturday. And, of course, we'll go up to Oxford for that game to see how that plays out. But we've had all three schools have been in New Orleans this week. We give them a site visit that includes everything from the Superdome to the team hotel to the practice venues, what have you, and show them around, try to get them plugged in because they've got to mobilize on their end and be able to move a whole football team and a fan base in a short amount of time. So we're getting all the details buttoned there and planning, there's a lot of hospitality that's involved as well. And We're working on, you know, the venues. You know, we've been doing that all year, but it's time to nail down the details on the venues and the meals and everything that are involved, you know, in hosting a team and its fan base and its alumni. And in the meantime, we're trying to make sure all the tickets get in the right people's hands, and that we get all the suites sold and get all the game day information. We're putting signage all around the city, and there's a million details that I could go on forever about, but it's definitely a very busy time, but it's a fun time. You work all year for this, and we're just, you know, really excited about the possibilities, you know, for the game this year. You know, whether it's Duke Ole Miss or Duke Tulane, Georgia, I don't know why I said Duke, but Georgia Tulane or Georgia Ole Miss, it's going to be a great ball game, and we're looking forward to the hosting on January 1st.
Jeff, Mike Haas here. Just wanted to get your – I'm just curious of the dialogue as the committees, you know, and meet and each week in the rankings. What is your connection, dialogue with them? How does all that work?
Well, they work independently, so we really don't have a say in it, Mike. But we're familiar with the process. You know, they've been gracious enough over the years to allow – the bowl representatives and some media types as well to sit in on an actual mock selection, you know, exercise, and you work through it. There's a lot that's involved in it, and you're never going to make everybody happy for sure. It was a tough deal, I think, this year, the whole Miami and Notre Dame deal that were, you know, for years they've been saying that head-to-head matters, and it didn't matter until the last weekend this time. Far be it from me to criticize, you know, not having been in the room and know what happened, but it certainly set the committee up for some controversy and a lot of hurt feelings in the process. So, but it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. It doesn't matter whether it's 12 teams or 16 teams or the basketball tournaments, you know, 64 or 68, teams 69 and 70 are going to be screaming why they got screwed and should have been in the tournament. So you're never going to please everybody, but it's I'll just say this. I did that mock exercise and I got no desire to ever be part of that process.
I can understand, and you know, Duke, Deuce's team, Ole Miss is in, and quite frankly, my team, JMU is in, and that doesn't make people happy every play. You're not going to make everybody happy. Notre Dame's super, you know, hacked off. And so, I a couple questions for you. One, I don't know where we kind of stand as far as New Orleans hosting quarterfinals. You know, where that stands from a contract standpoint. So, if you could update that, and then when you announced and that the Superdome and the All-State Sugar Bowl was going to be hosting the 2028 finals, the championship game, I thought it was the most down-to-earth, common-sense, truthful press conference, because it's not – I think people need to understand the process. It's not a rotation. This is a big-time money game that New Orleans has been benefiting – and that, but now New Orleans kind of has to, as a community, as a business community, it's just a different situation now than ever before. And it's not like it used to be, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'll say first that we're super proud of the fact that we were able to land the 2028 national championship game. And we got a lot of help from the governor in the process in terms of the funding for that event, but the Sugar Bowl also stepped up and provided $6 million of its own resources in order to make that happen. That's $6 million that we won't get back. It's basically, we look at it as a gift to the city to help bring the event. And you know, we can't do that forever, Mike. We can do it now, but every decision right now, if you're paying attention to college football and college athletics in general, almost every decision being made is centered around money. You know, now that we have name, image, and likeness payments and revenue sharing with student athletes, which personally I think is great, but it's created a new dynamic where conferences and schools are desperate for revenue, and they're less concerned about tradition and history, you know, which we lived a long time on tradition and history here, being able to bring BCS games and you know, the first iteration of the national the CFP championship game here, but that no longer exists. When we were given the deal points for the quarterfinals and semifinals, you referenced that in one of your questions. We're trying to get done a deal for 6 years that will allow us to host three quarterfinals and three semifinal games. When the deal points on that were delivered, they were delivered with the message, Jeff, we think this is a fair deal, whether it's for the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Las Vegas Sports Authority. And there was a message in that, right? That there's other people that would be willing to pay whatever it takes to get in and do the deal. So we knew our marching orders at that point in time. So, you know, ever since last 2.5 years, we've really been working hard, you know, to try to raise the money that's needed to compete and to keep Vegas on the sidelines, keep Nashville on the sidelines. Nashville's getting a new stadium, and they want in, and they got a lot of money. So we've been hustling, and so far so good, and we think we're going to get this 6-year deal done, but we'll probably know it for certain probably early in 2026, one way or the other. But the stakes are high, and we're a 92-year-old organization, and we've fought above our weight class for, you know, a long time now. You know, we're like the 50th DMA in the country, and we're competing against top 10 cities, and we've got a lot smaller population and corporate base. So that's why we've really made an appeal to the business community to try to step up and help us. And if they will, great. And if not, you know, we may not be long, you know, for the future as part of the playoff. That's just the stark reality of where things are today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, and you make a valid point. I mean, I was telling Mike earlier, you go outside and you kind of see just the traffic, not just visiting traffic, but teams that are here for high school football. And, I think that from an economic standpoint, the impact that it makes, it cannot be taken lightly. And I feel the same way when you talk about the Sugar Bowl being involved in the playoff system as a, you know, whether it's quarterfinals, semifinals, or even the host city. I think that all plays into it. But Jeff, I was talking to Jeff Hundley, the Sugar Bowl CEO. I got a question for you, and you know, I just want to get your thoughts. And I don't know if you may not even feel comfortable answering it. But when you have a team, you know, not only from a team's perspective to opt out, But from a player's perspective, to opt out and how NIL may play a factor into that decision, has the Bulls looked into maybe doing something with the teams to say, hey, some of this financial package that we're providing for you, X players have to be available? I don't know even how that would be crafted or created, you know, not to say that your starting caliber players have to be available. Maybe that's the language. I mean, I'm sure that there's some language that could be used. But does any of that make sense? And, you know, I don't know if you can even comment on it. Just because you lose a great team because possibly from an NIL standpoint, maybe a coach left and you don't have the players, I get that. I understand opting out of that. But maybe a player decides that it's not worth me playing in a bowl game. And I get that as well. But, you know, could there be an NIL component to enticing those players to perform or to play in maybe a possible bowl game?
That's a great thought, Deuce. And I sit on the board of the National Bowl Association, and we've been talking about that for the past 2 years on what that might look like going forward and whether or not. And then there's opinions on both sides of that equation of whether or not the Bulls could actually come up with enough money to incentivize a player or a group of players to participate in the bowl game. You know, if a guy's a first round pick and a bowl game's able to offer him $5,000, that may not move the needle, you know, for, you know, a guy come, you know, that's going to be drafted that high and is looking to make millions, you know. But
correct.
So we're considering it, you know, whether or not it makes sense. We've had conversations with the, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten and other conferences too. And, you know, we had, you know, broached the subject from would they be willing to, you know, let us carve off some of what that we're paying them in order to incentivize the players. And, you know, that was, you know, a dumb question we asked because, of course, they don't want less money. The conferences don't. So, you know, anything we do, we'd have to raise on top of what we're already obligated to pay the conferences in order to make it happen. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, I'd say that right now, but it would be extremely difficult to find enough money to make it worth the while of most of these guys to stick around. So never say never, but for now we're still studying it.
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress, and it's intriguing to see where college football goes, you know, and how it's changing. We'll call it daily. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much for some time, and you know, definitely good luck with the upcoming college football quarterfinal. We know Georgia is one of the teams, and next Saturday, probably around 6 o'clock or so, we'll know whether Tulane or Ole Miss is playing the Georgia Bulldogs. And I had a little birdie tell me that your sweets sales are going very, very well. Just FYI, the sweets sales are going very, very well. So that looks like it's going to be a hot ticket regardless of who's playing in it.
That's the way it's looking out right now. We're really excited about it. This is a fun time of year. And, you know, we've talked about some of the challenges in college football, but at the end of the day, when we're part of the playoff, there's no better place to be, and we're excited about it for the future.
I agree 100%. Jeff Hundley, thank you so much for your time, and that's the Sugar Bowl CEO.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.